not the exception. The man who survived a derailed train, his compartment launched into the basement garage of a housing complex, did not think of death. Death does not come as a thought preceding itself. The texture of death is felt only in the affectations that surrounds it. The man tells a story of survival on television because, feeling fortunate, he is already far away from the real thing. Me quarantined in my room with blisters all over my body and a gentle waft of incense smoke my grandmother fills the room with to invoke the seven goddesses out of me. Feeling the seven sores on the insides of my mouth when I swallow my soup. Death is abrupt. Soul still dreams of dying even after the death because the body teaches it so. We think death is an aberration. Thousand automobiles start to run you down every morning. The precision of the machinery outside us. The survival of the everyday is a constant accident to which we will recover in death.